It's a hot summer day in the suburban Capel neighborhood, but inside the home of single mom Susie Evans, it's comfortable for Jerry Harris and his 9-year-old sister.
The blonde is my sister Abby. Abby, this is Mr. Zeeble.
Hi, Abby.
And then this is her friend Danielle. Yeah, Danielle. Hi.
Looking down, the floor reveals the kind of house run by Evans, who works with special needs kids in the Carrollton Farmers Branch School District. There are little paper tents all lined up, each with a different number. On the nearby kitchen bulletin board is today's numeral, 4.
I have to do 4 times all of these numbers, so 4 times 2 is 8, 4 times 5 is 20, and I have to do all of those.
Abby needs to catch up on multiplication, says Mom. Jerry, so strong in the subject he'll enter high school math a year ahead, helps teacher.
Like I said, math's always been my better subject, so I just flew right through.
You do a lot in your head versus
Yes. Putting
it on paper.
Do you help her?
Kind of. Like, when she's counting on her fingers, I'm like, don't count on your fingers, that takes too long. And it kind of upsets her because I'm telling her not to do that.
Teaching Abby is one of Jerry's summer jobs. He has others, like occasionally working in a family friend's food truck for pay. But helping Abby is part of the contract he wrote and signed with his mom. He says it started a few years ago.
And all I did was sit around and just be lazy and do nothing, and I think that kind of angered her. So that's when the contract was put in place.
I tell him in April, by May 1, you have to give me a list of what your summer's going to look like because we're not going to just play video games all day or sleep all day. I know, mean mom.
The contract says he'll read up to an hour every other day and rise at 5:30, 3 days a week, to shoot baskets at a nearby court. Okay, he loves basketball and doesn't mind getting up early. The contract also says he'll practice typing every day, which should help with his learning disability, something called dysgraphia. And he promises to help with dinner and work as much as he can.
There's some days where I don't do it, and Mom will cut me some slack for that day, but then I have to work like double hard the next day.
Or, says Mom, she'll deny him video game access. There have to be consequences, something she learned from her father, who was the first in his family to attend college. He swore by hard work.
My father is a very successful businessman, and that's the one thing I think he stresses a lot to Jerry is that, what does he say, anything worth in life worth having comes through hard work.
Evans has herself worked hard to convey that message. In this house, crosses hang in several rooms, and core values center on family and faith. She remembers when they adopted Abby. There's a favorite photo of the family taking the judge's oath, Jerry included.
I'm holding him, and he's got his hand raised, doing the same oath to that he would love her and raise her and be her big brother. So, you know, he's a really good big brother.
Jerry, who at age 5 kept asking his parents for a sister, even got to pick her name. Mom promised he'd be the first to hold her, so he got in line right after Mom and Dad and in front of his grandparents. Today, he says all he wanted back then was a playmate.
Like, I'll wrestle with her or go play basketball with her. So, because I'll let her score, but then I don't let her win, that's for sure. I'll let her get close and then I'll take it away from her. But
this summer between middle and high school has involved more than Jerry's contract. He spent a month with his father in Oklahoma. There's a possible trip with Mom and Abby, and he's gearing up for his freshman year at Capel High, 20 days away. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.